It seems like this week we have the feast of many, many wonderful and holy women. Tomorrow we have another one, the great visionary of the apparitions of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Apparé Le Monial, the Visitandine nun, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Today we have another who had also visions, but had a different lifestyle altogether, St. Hedwig, Queen of Silesia, or Poland. She was born in Germany, the daughter of a duke, and was engaged to the King of Poland, of Silesia. And with him, he had six children. All of them died when they were young, except one, who became the abbess of the Cistercian Abbey of Trebnitz, which St. Hedwig founded. And of course, one of the things about the royals who were saintly is that they spent their lives and their goods, much money. If the rich people of today were as generous as they were, a lot of things would be better. But they spent much money founding monasteries and hospitals and orphanages and all kinds of institutions that were to help the poor. And of course, in modern times, it seems like there has been a sort of dichotomy between serving God and serving the poor that is not Catholic and is not traditional. The Holy Father has written his first document, which is Dilexit Tibi, I have loved thee. And it is about serving the poor. But not just that. We cannot serve the poor if we do not give them the Holy Catholic faith. And it's useless to give them food and drink and whatever if we do not give them the Holy Catholic faith. And that's very, very important. But there is no contradiction. There is no opposition. It goes hand in hand. The love of God and the love of neighbor. That is the way Jesus Christ has set it up. And the Trinity from the very beginning of the world. So we see in all these very wonderful holy kings and queens, St. Margaret, St. Hedwig, St. Elizabeth. In fact, St. Hedwig was the aunt of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. Birds of a feather flock together. And holy families produce saints. And of course, we want that. We absolutely want that. So she who was born around the year 1180, she died in 1243. And after her husband, the king, died, she entered the monastery that she had founded at Trebnitz. And when her husband died and was buried and so forth, and she put away the crown, then she took on the habit of a nun. Her daughter was the abbess, and it's interesting that the daughter was a superior to the mother. But that was no contradiction, because where charity abounds, there is no contradiction there either. Her daughter was to outlive her, of course, and she died, like I said, in 1243, and she was canonized in 1267 by Pope Clement IV, very, very, very soon. It seems like in the 13th century, saints were canonized very swiftly. St. Francis was canonized 1 year after his death, in 1226, 1227. St. Anthony of Padua was canonized like a year or two after his death. So, they were very holy and recognizably so. And so are we. We are to be recognizably holy and follow Christ fully and totally and completely, and not anything or anyone else. When anyone else takes us away from that which is good and which is holy, that is an unholy friendship, an unholy union, and will only bring disaster and not produce saints, which is what marriage is supposed to produce, saints. So we pray to St. Hedwig, queen and mother and wife and widow, to help us to be better followers of Christ as she was. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Hedwig always has been one of my favorites since I was a child. And whenever I visited the Basilica of Częstochowa, a lot of the times I got to say private mass in Latin on the altar of St. Hedwig, which is not too far from the great altar of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. For the Basilica of Częstochowa is the Assumption of the Blessed Mother.